Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about buyer agents, how you prove to your buyers why you're worth it. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going through a process where we're going to explain to you guys how you can actually show your USPs. You're going to be hearing that a lot lately, not just from Julie and I, but everywhere, unique selling propositions. And you're going to have to learn how to prove your value to the buyers so the buyers are willing to sign the exclusive buyer agency contract. But before we get into our first point, Julie and I were just talking about a whole bunch of interesting thoughts that our coaching clients have been emailing and messaging and obviously telling us on coaching calls about how the industry is actually going to adapt to a mandated, required, exclusive buyer agency contract. And if this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, which, you know, is possible, let me just let you know that what's going to happen, we're assuming around July, is that every buyer is going to have to agree to sign not just your state agency form, which has been in place forever, but now an exclusive buyer agency form where the buyer's going to have to obligate themselves to work with you and only you, and it's going to have to clearly state that the buyer is essentially their buyer's agent commission is going to be an obligation of the buyer, unless obviously it's negotiated on in the actual purchase and the seller agrees to pay it. Which, by the way, is how it's ultimately going to work. And if you're, again, new listening to the podcast, go back and listen to the past podcast we've done on this, because we've theorized exactly how all this will work out. And frankly, we're not that worried about it. But it does create an interesting challenge where how are you, like, who's actually going to be going and policing whether or not an agent who's working with a buyer has actually gotten an exclusive buyer agency contract signed? And won't it make it so that the agents who don't follow this new, let's just call it law, it might just be a guideline or a rule or something, it's going to make it the ones that don't, aren't forcing, let's just air quoting it, or mandating that their buyers sign it, it's almost going to give them an advantage in the marketplace because the buyer's going to be confused and the buyer's going to say, I don't want to work with Bob because he's requiring that I sign this exclusive contract. I'll just go work with Susie because she's not requiring that I have one, even though Susie is essentially breaking the rules. So I have no idea how they're actually going to go about or who's going to go about making sure buyers or agents are only working with buyers when they have exclusive buyer agency contracts. It doesn't even make any sense.
Well, that's right. And of course, we're in a transition zone right now because these new, assuming that this all gets accepted by the court because we're not through the woods legally yet, but assuming that it does go as we think it will, we have until July 1st officially. However, straight from coaching clients, their boards of realtors, their brokers in some cases, are already putting in place some of these rules. The question is what you said. Number one, how strictly will this be enforced? And number two, at what point does it get enforced? There are some places that are saying you may not even show a home if you don't show your exclusive buyer's representation.
Well, level off there. So let's just think about this, how it works on the listing side. Julie and I are working all this through all this real time. You guys are listening to us, okay? I know on the listing side, you can't put your listing in the MLS unless you have the contract signed.
Correct.
And oftentimes it's going through a process where maybe the broker or somebody's actually seeing the paperwork.
True.
Okay. But then it goes in the MLS. Mm-hmm. No paperwork, no MLS.
Right.
Now explain to me how that's going to work on the buyer side. No buyer exclusive buyer agency contract. And someone's going to stop you from meeting that buyer at Starbucks and showing that house.
Right. How is that going to work?
I don't know.
Who's going to be in charge of that? Right. Yep. That sounds like a mess to me. I think maybe ultimately, and again, forgive us listeners for we are working this way, our way through this as well. And there will be a lot of transitions and it's not probably going to be exactly the same everywhere in the country. At least initially, that it may become something like that in months to come. But I think it may be sort of like your property disclosure and things like that, where, so to your point, when you put a listing in, you've got to have a listing contract, but you're not uploading that your exclusive listing agency or your property disclosure. But once you go into contract, you have to have A, B, C, D, and E all signed.
Well, maybe, but that makes sense. So if you were to actually make an offer, then you have to submit the paperwork to the listing agent. But prior to that, you couldn't put a house in the MLS unless you have an exclusive listing contract signed. Right. So you're going to be, the whole thing's a mess. So anyway, if you guys, if you guys have any solutions or suggestions, put them in the comments, whether you're over on iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, or certainly on YouTube. Let us know what you think, because even though this, you know, rule, guideline, law even is in place, I don't know how they're going to enforce it, honestly. It just doesn't make sense.
That's right. And do send us, I have some of these coming from coaching clients, some examples of how your brokers and your boards are trying to deal with this, because I think that's interesting.
I will say how Julie and I did this when we were, when we had a real estate team. So when we were selling real estate in Ohio, and we were selling between 100 and 200 homes per year, at one point we had seven buyer's agents. Like, three of them were selling real estate, four of them were training. Usually that was the ratio. And what we would do is we would require that the buyer's agents meet with the buyers at our office or, you know, someplace, and give an actual presentation in person that is a flip chart presentation that was essentially showing all the buyer what the USP, what USPs were for choosing to work with that buyer agent. In other words, the buyer's agents was trying to prove their worth to the buyer as to why that buyer would want to choose them. It's an extra layer of professionalism that we were doing back in the 90s. All right. That's how long Julie and I have been in belief that the buyer agent commission was going to go away. Now, that's the reason we did it. So ultimately, what the output of that presentation was, the buyer's agents had to present to the buyers, was going to be three things: a buyer agent, a normal, you know, agency form signed, an exclusive buyer agency contract signed, and a net sheet signed. In other words, we wanted the buyer's agent, after our buyer agent who worked as part of our team, we wanted them to actually have gone through the formalized process, showing the presentation, and then the result would have been the buyer committing themselves to work exclusively with that buyer's agent. Because what we were doing is we were wanting our buyer's agents to understand, just as we, you know, we had Julie and I originally our own listing agents, and then we ended up having a couple other people go on listing appointments for us. But what we wanted the buyer's agents to understand is, just like the listing agent didn't really accomplish their goal of listing the home unless they had all the paperwork signed, the same is now going to apply on the buyer's side. That has been in place for not just Julie and I's team when we sold real estate, but really most of the top producing agents for, you know, generations. So none of this is really new. Some of you who are coming to this information about, you know, buyer's agents commissions and all that with, you know, your mouths open and not understanding how the world's really going to adapt to this. Many of us, many of the top producing agents, and certainly our coaching clients, we've been coaching agents to do it this way forever. And speaking of our presentation and our process, that is part of the Premier Coaching Program. I forget what level it is. It's not the first level. It's like level four or something.
Yes.
But the exclusive buyer's agency process is something that you guys all need to be adapting to right away, whether you're a team broker or an individual agent. And in our Premier Coaching, you actually get a completed presentation. Now, this is not the presentation we used back in the 90s. We've updated it, obviously, over the years, and we're in the process of doing it again. Mm-hmm. And this presentation is what all of you must have when you're working with buyers, because we're going to suggest strongly that you actually do comply with whatever the most rigid interpretation of these new guidelines are. And you do have a formal process in place. You do have a, you know, agency form signed and an exclusive contract signed and a net sheet signed. And I'll tell you why ultimately, because it's really going to make it so that that buyer is going to be a real buyer and not just a tire kicker. And after you've gone through the presentation, if you explain to the buyer how, you know, you can work with FSBOs, you can work with notice defaults, you can work with, you know, builders, you can work with all these different scenarios, and you've really proven to them what you're worth, they're going to want to sign the contract. They're going to want to obligate themselves to you, maybe for 90 days, maybe for 6 months. And you're also going to explain to them the different scenarios on how you're going to get paid. That's all part of our Premier Coaching Exclusive Buyer Agency presentation, which is, you know, just part of what you get when you join Premier Coaching. And yes, you can join Premier Coaching now for free. The link to join is below. Just click the link to join Premier Coaching or join Premier Coaching 30 days for free. And yes, that includes a daily semi-private coaching call, or you can just go to premiercoaching.com. Again, that's premiercoaching.com. But this information and what we've already done for you, it isn't optional, not because I say so, but because these new rules or guidelines, assuming they're in place like they've been described to us, are put in place mid-year, you're going to absolutely positively have to have a formal presentation, because the exclusive contracts are going to be part and parcel of the real estate industry going forward.
That is true. So not just because that's the best practices, but also now, soon, coming to a place near you, you may be out of compliance, and if it's going to be like Pennsylvania, they have a fee attached to it too.
Oh, what?
$10,000.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
And Pennsylvania, they're saying if you don't have an exclusive contract signed, they're going to find you. So when do they catch you for not having a contract?
Exactly. We're not sure yet.
I don't understand.
Yeah. More details to follow.
Anyway, in comments, let us know what you're thinking. So yes. Buyer agents, how to prove to buyers why you're worth paying for. That's not necessarily the best English, but that is pretty much what I was trying to express.
Well, it says what it is, doesn't it? It's a fact now. Buyer side commissions are no longer a guarantee or an entitlement. You can't just assume that you're going to be receiving X percent on every transaction. Though this seems like a whole new stress-inducing worry for many of you, the fact is, to our previous discussion, that commissions have never been a set amount, just an expectation or a tradition in most markets. Keep in mind that builders don't pay all the same buyer-side commissions. Some builders don't pay any buyer-side commissions. For sale by owners, that was always negotiable. It's time to prove your worth on all buyer sides, whether it's a builder, a for sale by owner, an open house, or your own listing, because now you also might have to ask your buyers to pay all or some of your fees. Remember, as of July 1st, officially, obtaining the buyer agreement is no longer an option, but a requirement. You must prove your worth before you ask for the buyer's commitment to you.
Is that really true in Pennsylvania? $10,000? You got
to
find that.
I asked one of my coaching clients to send that to me. So
that's bonkers. I'm just thinking while you're reading your first points. By the way, our notes are available at harrisrealestatedaily.com. We're not able to put all of our long-form notes in the podcast outline or the podcast show descriptions anymore, or the YouTube show descriptions. So you're going to have to subscribe to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com. Now, hundreds of you, since we launched the new newsletter, have subscribed, but I looked this morning, actually. You have to double opt in. Check your spam box for those of you who are not getting the newsletter yet and all the notes and the other things that we promised, all for free, by the way. So definitely check your spam box, and you have to hit the double opt-in. Just search your email, including, or go to spam, or go to all mail, and then search Harris, and you'll find it. And then just click it, and then from there forward, you'll be good to go, and you'll be getting all the exclusive interviews and other content, not to mention the notes that we're using. These notes are designed, and Julie and I go through and write all of these every single day. It takes a lot of time. Hours of prep work for every podcast, but we do it so you can have the notes for your own benefit, but also if you're training other agents in your team or your brokerage or whatever. So feel free to get the notes. The only way to get the notes is subscribing to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com. And of course, the link is below. And like I said, make sure you double opt in or you will not be receiving the newsletter, and do check your spam folder, because unfortunately, I have been told that a lot of them are going to spam.
All right, so this brings us to your next burning question. How do you provide overwhelming value to your buyer clients? Again, no longer an option, but a requirement. How can you become more comfortable asking for that exclusive buyer agreement and solidify the expectation that you will be paid for your hard work? Your immediate focus, listeners, must be to upgrade how you're doing business with your buyers. If you're looking for a North Star to guide you, here it is. Articulate your value in specific, transparent terms that show overwhelming value to your prospects, who then will become loyal clients. In other words, what is your USP? Tim was talking about your USPs a minute ago. That's your unique selling proposition. What makes you different? Why should a buyer hire you and agree to pay your fee potentially, or part of your fees, versus here are their other options? A, going directly to the listing agent, which is the most common response by our coaching clients. I'm not worried because I'm the listing agent. Or B, trying to work with multiple agents, especially given the limited inventory issue. C, they could go directly to a new build salesperson, convinced they don't need you if they're building. D, try to negotiate on their own with a for sale by owner. E, get licensed themselves. I've already heard that a couple times. Or F, maybe hire an attorney to write up their offer and try to do the rest on their own. These are all options in the minds of some of the buyers, especially the ones that haven't had a real buyer presentation.
It's worth mentioning, Julie, because I think this will calm a lot of nerves. These changes people will adapt to, agents, the industry will adapt to by July.
It'll be standardized.
Don't overly worry about all this. There's going to be best practices that are going to be put in place, and it'll just become part and parcel of doing a real estate deal and working with a buyer. Just don't overly panic about this. Now, that said, if you are buying buyer leads and you're paying a 40% referral fee for those buyer leads from one of the portals, and you don't know how to get an exclusive buyer agency contract and all these other headwinds that are going to be happening mid-year, I'll suggest that you probably should, if it motivates you, go into worry mode, as long as worry mode doesn't drive you into a cave where you take no action. Because the reality of it is there are going to be a lot of downward pressures that agents are going to have to work their way through mid-year, especially for the low-skilled agents who've just been buying their buyer leads, which unfortunately is how most agents have been, you know, taught to generate leads when they get into the industry. So, you know, go buy leads.
Yeah.
You know, buy leads from this Yahoo or this Yahoo. Mm-hmm. But again, you're going to see in some markets downward commission pressures as the market adapts and the referral fees associated with those leads. Guys, please do not fall prey to believing that you can take an easy, you know, there's no short path to the top. You're going to have to learn to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. You're finally going to have to learn to be a proactive lead generator focused on being a listing agent. There is so much demand and will be so much demand for housing over the next really 20 years that really, guys, I'll tell you, this is the one thing that would make me worry about the real estate industry. This one thing and one thing only, if there was lack of demand. Other than that, honestly, who cares?
Right. And so far, we're great with demand. There's about 3 offers for every 1 listing.
Yeah, but it's going to be that way for 20 years, Julie. If you just look at surely at demographics, if you look at the number of, I mean, all the things, right? You have the baby boomers downsizers. You have Generation X. You have the millennials that are now at peak buying age. And there's millions of millennials making babies and having families and all the rest of it. Then you have the generations after that. There's not enough housing for sale. You have all these things. You're going to see such a literally a historic rise in the demand for housing that the market, the industry will work its way through all these little gyrations and, you know, the rules and the guidelines. Don't even have that be a thing. Look further into the future and realize that you are at the right place at the right time. As long as you adapt quickly and don't just sit around twiddling your thumbs waiting for things to happen, you got to go out there and make things happen. And this is worth mentioning too here, Julie, and then get back to your notes, okay? The greatest fortunes of really, you know, men and women have always been made during the greatest times of change. And I'll suggest to you that we've been going through a greatest time of change. Really, this is the 3rd year. This is going to be remembered as probably one of the toughest times in the real estate industry, aside from the house, you know, 2007, 2008. So if you've been through both of these things, if you're around in 07 and 08, you know what I'm talking about. But this is causing 07 and 08, at least there was sort of, it was kind of clear what was going on. It was a supply and demand problem. Here, it's sort of like this amorphous, weird, all these little, you know, gyrations of things that are going on between regulations and interest rates and, you know, all these things. All of it's going to work itself out and all of it is going to swing back. The pendulum is going to swing back and there's going to be such an overwhelming surge of demand for real estate. Real estate's going to continue to inflate, appreciate, whatever you want to call it, and interest rates are definitely going to have to level off and go down. All these things are going to happen, and you are in the right place at the right time. Please do not get stuck in the quagmire of negative emotions and not move forward and realize that the surge is going to benefit you. You'll either ride the wave of the surge or you're going to be drowned by the surge. You decide.
Well, you've just demonstrated why this is so important. Buyers aren't going away. There's going to be more and more of them. Assuming you're staying in real estate, your buyer presentation has just become that much more important. So your buyer presentation will accomplish the following. And again, Tim told you how to get the notes, but here it is. Buyer presentation focuses on what's most important to your buyer prospects and how you'll deliver on their needs. You're going to also explain the actual buying process. What happens first? This is where you talk about the importance of getting pre-approved, having proof of funds, etc. You're going to discuss what they can expect from you and what you'll expect from them, like loyalty and the potential of paying all or part of your commission, for example. We highly recommend, and our buyer presentation includes, a risk reversal feature, such as a home buyer guarantee. That's where if they're not happy after a year living in their home, you'll sell it for free, or some kind of an easy exit listing from the buyer agreement if for some reason they're unhappy, or maybe they just decide buying isn't right for them right now.
We did both of those, and that's all part of our buyer presentation when, you know, that's part of the Premier Coaching. Is, you know, if you buy, I don't remember the exact language it was written so that it rhymed. Mm-hmm. You know, Julie and I were amateur rappers back when we were originally writing all this, right? But the gist of it was, is if you're not happy with the house you buy for up to 12 months after you close on it, we'll sell it for free. In other words, there's no listing commission. So that was something, I think we maybe had someone do that once.
I can't even remember one time.
Yeah, okay.
But they were excited to have that option.
Right,
certainly.
It's a USP. It's a reason why someone's going to want to work with you. Listing agents, you're thinking to yourself, well, I've been having to use USPs forever to get people to work with me. Well, of course, now it's going to be on the buyer side as well.
Exactly. Good point. All right, so top 5 ways to to actually provide that overwhelming value to your buyer clients. Fact, before we get started on the first point, if you're not doing anything for them that they can't do on their own, why would they hire you in the first place, much less pay your fee, much less pay or sign your exclusive agreement? Setting them up on a search isn't enough. The press has a talking point from the lawsuits that goes like this. Well, Mr. Buyer, you've got Zillow too. What's the big deal about finding a house? That's what a lot of the headlines are leading with.
We should also really make clear that even if you're working with folks that have bought and sold real estate a bunch of different times, don't assume they know what the hell a buyer agent actually does.
True.
That's the reason the presentation, and you know, you should mandate this. Broker team doesn't matter. If not, and you're in Pennsylvania, you're gonna maybe get fined. But make it so every single time, every single agent is giving this presentation, and you'll be, again, shocked. Oh, I bought and sold a million houses. I know what you guys do. You open doors. Well, you don't know all the rest of the stuff we do. Then the presentation is going to explain it, and that's what's going to instill the value and create the USP amongst the other things that we teach you how to do in Premier Coaching.
Exactly. So remember, your goal is to provide such overwhelming value that you're all they talk about to their friends. Remember, when somebody's buying or selling real estate, they're already talking about that with their friends. Now they're going to talk about what a killer job you're doing. Could you provide such value that getting the agreement signed is no problem? Yes, of course you can, but only when you follow the process. Use a proven presentation and ask for the commitment. The definition of a close, as in asking for their signature, is the logical ending to a great presentation. So there's more to this because, you know, this is the podcast, not the coaching program, but we're going to cover five things that provide value. Number one, present to your buyer clients as professionally as you do for a listing client. You can, of course, use our buyer presentation where you outline exactly what the buying process is, what your role is, what the buyer's role is, and how you'll work together to accomplish their goals. Remember that all professionals use a contract. You can't even get a filling at the dentist without signing an agreement. So don't be weird about being professional. If you act like it's strange to do this, you'll create doubt in their minds and they won't be comfortable committing with you. So if you have to practice your presentation, that's okay. That's also why we do that in coaching a lot.
And if you go to a listing presentation, I'm really trying to drive this point home, and the seller won't sign a commitment to list exclusively with you, you can't take the listing. You can't service the seller. You can't say you represent them. You can't put them in the MLS. The mindset's going to be the same on the buyer side. That's the way to approach it. And to Julie's point, that's a sign as to whether or not, you know, frankly, you're a trained professional. But two, how, you know, serious is that potential client? If they're not willing to actually sign any paperwork to commit to work exclusively with you, you tell me another professional that's going to work with a, you know, a client or a patient who hasn't already signed an agreement on how the service provider is going to get paid. You guys get it? This should be seen as a differentiator in the marketplace. I am a professional. You're going to get my professional service. These are all the USPs that I offer. This is the, you know, these are the benefits you're going to derive from working with me. I asked for a commitment. It only makes sense because, after all, I am a professional who only gets paid when you actually transact.
Exactly. And with your guarantees, that should really not be a problem. So point number two in your presentation, solve the inventory problem. How are you providing value? Find them their dream home. One of the top concerns for buyers and agents right now is the historic lack of inventory. But it's your job, not theirs, to find the right home for their needs. Stop waiting for them to send you a link to the house they want to see next. Drill down on their needs, get out there and find it for them. It is your job, not theirs. And I had a side note on here because we've done podcasts on this. Be more creative in your MLS searches. Change the search area, change the type of home, or find an equally great school district with more inventory. Remove square footage as a requirement. Look for a 3-bedroom with a loft instead of only 4 bedrooms, for example. And find new construction options as well. You can refer to our podcast series about finding inventory that's not in your MLS and our podcast about new construction. And of course, Premier Coaching provides a deep dive into both of those topics.
I will suggest to you, Julie, and you and I have been talking a lot about this as well, that what we're going to see is the proliferation of large brokers becoming even larger.
For sure.
Because what's going to happen is they're going to create their own, I mean, I hate to say it, but off MLS MLSs, not being called MLSs, of course. Yes. EXP Realty does this, Compass does this, all kinds of these brokerages. So brokerages that have more listings are going to have, obviously, a higher rate of being able to attract potential new leads. And if those listings are no longer on the MLS for other brokerages to search, guess what's going to happen? The large brokerages like eXp, like I said, are going to become even more dominant and powerful. A lot of you guys are independent agents, you're medium-sized brokers, you're large brokers, and you're thinking, how do I actually adapt to this new market with all these new rules? Well, guess what? The easiest way for you to adapt, probably for most of you, is just to move up and join eXp Realty. That's this week alone. Mm-hmm. I'm helping with a brokerage with 2,000 agents, mm-hmm. and we're talking with another one that has more than that, right. that are all planning on moving over to eXp.
It's the smart thing to do.
And the other conversations I've been having are with, frankly, a lot of new agents, which I'm always thrilled to talk with, and then a lot of the Midland agents that have two or three agents, mm-hmm. you know, two or three assistants and things like that. And everyone's saying, I am tired of having to have all the, you know, headwinds push me back. I might as well join a group, a brokerage, a team that already has the benefit of size, and I can ride their wave that they're creating for me. That's what's ultimately going to happen is you're going to see, and this is what regulation and rules like this have a tendency to do. They're going to make the strong stronger, the large larger. They're going to make the rich richer. Mm-hmm. So you got to decide which side of that equation you want to be on. And I'll strongly suggest you look into eXp Realty. And of course, Julie and I are associated with eXp. We have been for 5 years, one of the best business decisions we ever made. And after you and I speak about joining eXp Realty, I pretty much can guarantee you're going to feel the same way. There's two paths you can follow. You can check out more information about eXp Realty by going to our website, which and the link is below. It's whylibertas.com, and learn more about our eXp Realty group and why, you know, thousands of agents and brokerages have joined with us. And number two, if you're ready to choose a sponsor, you're looking to land the plane, choosing the runway, I'm here to tell you it's safe landing ahead. Please do consider sending me a text, and we'll discuss what your next steps are to join eXp Realty. And my cell phone number, text, do not call, is 512-758-0206. 512-758-0206. Again, text me when you're ready to join. 512-758-0206. And when you text me, give me a little bit of information about yourself so that we can continue the conversation quicker so I can get to the heart of what is important to you. But, you know, either way, eXp Realty is going to be a net winner and other large brokerages, frankly, from a move like this. And again, the commission sharing lawsuits, if you are a large brokerage and you're tired of being a large brokerage, but you want all the benefits of being a large brokerage, let's talk about eXp Realty. It's the next natural step for all of you. At least have the information before you make a decision as to whether or not you want to continue to operate like you have been, given all these new rules and regulations and changes, especially if your brokerage does more than $2 billion in revenue per year. And if you know anything about the commission sharing lawsuit settlements, the one that's proposed, you'll understand what I mean.
All right, so on to number three of the five things that are providing value to your buyer clients. Again, there are more. You'll learn the full list and the presentation in Premier Coaching. So number three, know and present solutions to get a better than average mortgage interest rate. You don't have to know as much as your competent mortgage lender does, but you should be able to competently discuss 2-1 buy downs, adjustable rates, and how to pay points to lock in a lower rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. Could you loop in your lender and have coffee with your buyer clients to discuss loan options that meet their goals? Of course you could. This is all about providing more value. But again, this is an example of something that many of you do know how to do, but do your buyer prospects know that? Have you presented that to them? Have you shown that as something of value? That's what you do in your presentation. Point number four, be a matchmaker. You must be more proactive than your buyer is. If they're dying to be in just one specific neighborhood, door knock that neighborhood so you can uncover the next motivated seller. You're probably going to uncover more than one. If they're in a new construction price range but haven't even considered it, well, go take a video of a home that could match them and see what their thoughts are. If there's a for sale by owner in their desired neighborhood and price range, talk to that seller, take a video, set up a showing before your buyer does that without you. Be more proactive than your buyers are.
But that right there is a USP. Mr. Buyer, when you work with me, we're going to identify what communities are most important to you. And my staff or myself or, you know, something. And we're going to go door to door and we're going to find, you know, if you want a two-story with a lot that's this size, I'm going to identify all those properties that are a good match for what you're looking for. And we're going to go directly and we're going to talk directly with them. And some of you are going to say, oh, I'm too busy. I'm never going to knock on a door. I'm going to just mail them something. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, guess what? When you're competing for that buyer and you're trying to get them to sign the exclusive buyer's agency agreement, and the agent you're competing with is going to actually show, explain to the buyer that they're going to go door to door and actually do the real work, and you think you're going to be able to, you know, win that relationship with that buyer because you're going to mail the potential seller's postcards, you're going to lose. And here's how the buyer agent's going to do it. They're going to go out there and they're going to start doing videos and they're going to start posting them on social or sharing them directly with the buyer, showing them knocking on the damn door, substantiating their value. And if you don't think that's going to give those buyer's agents, this is what's going to happen. These types of things is how it's going to evolve. You're going to see certain buyer's agents are going to become absolute monsters at selling real estate. And the buyer's agents are going to have to start forming teams of other buyers. Buyer agents are going to work under them. And that's what's going to happen. An emergence of, you're going to call it a new business model, but I'll say it's an emergence of agents who are actually seeing this market for what it is. Remember what I said, the greatest fortunes of mankind have always been made during the greatest times of change, because people that are ambitious see the change as an opportunity and they take advantage of everyone else who is hiding in the, you know, shadows waiting for the storm clouds to clear. And you know, that's what happens in a market like this. It creates new opportunity for new people.
That's right. What you're seeing is the emergence of the buyer side being nearly as competitive as the listing side.
For sure.
And you know, for a long time, there were agents that could just get by on buyers because it was easier. But now we're seeing that change, and you are being forced to be more professional, which naturally means it will become more competitive.
I'm going to tell you guys a quick coaching story, and I know you're pressed for time, Julie, but I'll be quick. Mm-hmm. So I had a coaching client, and the coaching client was looking, this was in a multi, like $3 to $5 million price range in like the Bird Streets of Beverly Hills or mm-hmm. something like that, right? Really expensive high end. And they had a buyer that only wanted to buy something with a tennis court. Mm-hmm. The house could even be marginal, but they wanted to flip in tennis court.
Gotcha.
And they wanted the tennis court to have been there for so long so that, and they loved to play tennis, obviously, that the neighbors couldn't fight the fact there was a tennis court. Because they wanted to build a tennis court at their present home, but the neighbors all basically rallied against it actually happening. So you guys are following me here. So what did I help this client do? We went and did a search. We did obviously a property search using, you know, all the normal means. We didn't find enough. And then what we did is we used essentially, because sometimes for some reason in some of these older neighborhoods in LA in particular, the tennis court wouldn't have been necessarily mentioned. So you can't search by keywords. So we did actually a Google Earth search of this particular area where this person wanted to live. And guess what? You could clearly see the houses with the tennis courts. There were only 5 or 6 of these houses. And here's where it gets interesting. I told that agent to then go door knock those houses and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. Oh, they're too mm-hmm. important. I even, you know, rewrote a script. I walked them through it. We role played. Their ego was too big to actually go out and door knock. And here's what happened. You guys ready for this? They told that buyer that they're going to go and they're going to mail letters to this particular community where these particular houses are with these particular, and they told the buyer how they went about finding the houses. The agent then said, I'm going to mail letters. The buyer wanted the damn house to the damn tennis courts, went and door knocked to themselves, bought the house directly. It did find one of the sellers that was willing to sell, mm-hmm. cut the agent out. Agent laziness cut that agent out of maybe making $100,000 to $200,000.
There are quite a few stories like this that we've heard from coaching clients. This is not an unusual thing. Remember, the point is you have to be more motivated and more proactive than your buyers are. Otherwise, you can't complain about that type of scenario happening. I had a coaching client in Texas tell me the same thing, that the person was very serious about a certain neighborhood, just like your story. And they wanted, I think they had to be on the river or on a lake or something like that. And the buyer literally went door knocking themselves, found somebody who had a lot. So not only did they buy the lot, but they also found a builder without this agent. You know, this stuff, we're not making this up. This is somewhat symptomatic of a tight inventory market, but it's also symptomatic of lazy agents.
It's spoiled agents.
One you can fix, the other you can't.
Well, it's because you guys are still in your minds, you're emotionally riding on the fact that FOMO was going to basically make up for lack of skill. In other words, buyers were going to buy because they wanted to buy. Sellers were going to sell because they wanted to cash in their checks. Do you guys all see how that's not going to work in this new world? I told you so. But we really did know that this was happening. Those of you who have been with us for a long period of time, we have been anticipating there to be radical changes in the very foundation of how transactions were going to happen for decades. Julie and I started talking about this in earnest in our podcast 14 years ago. Go back and listen to past podcasts.
Scan back 5,000 podcasts.
Well, there's over 5,000 past podcasts. Yeah. That's how many podcasts. We do one every single workday. We've been doing it for 14 years, right? So none of this for longtime listeners should be new to you, but you got to take us seriously in what we're telling you, because all of this is going to hit the market of unskilled agents. you know, in a very abrupt and, you know, potentially career devastating way. Get ahead of that. And guess what? Not all of them listen to our podcast. Even if they do, not all of them are going to take it seriously and take actions like as we're prescribing, which means it's going to create more opportunity for those of you who are ambitious.
100% true. Point number five, provide additional value by being one step ahead once they are pending. Practice over communication. Manage the inspection process so they don't freak out over small items. We've done podcasts on that too. Set up their utilities, recommend movers, homeowners insurance, anything else to alleviate stress. And show your value by making the process more enjoyable than stressful and confusing. Always be one or two steps ahead and communicate daily. These are just some of the things that show value. If you're not talking about this in the form of a presentation, you are not going to get that form signed, and that's no longer an option. So I'll let you close because I've got to get to a coaching call.
Yeah, you do. Well, this is a good time to wrap up today's show. So listen, thanks to the, you know, hundreds of you, 600, almost 700 of you, they've given us 5-star reviews over on iTunes. But here's the thing, thousands, potentially 10,000, 15,000 of you are going to listen and download today's podcast. You have got to, you know, feel a little bit guilty for listening to the podcast. I'm kind of joking, but not really. And getting so much benefit out of it for so many years and not having given us a 5-star review over on iTunes. So please do so. It's your meager price of admission for continuing to benefit from this podcast. And I realize some of you are listening to this podcast and it is your coaching. It is where you're learning. And I appreciate that. You know, some of you aren't in a position where, you know, you are going to be able to move forward unless you actually take action on some of the things we're teaching on this podcast. It is our pleasure and our honor, but please do, you know, pay it forward and give us a 5-star review over on iTunes with a comment, you know, a comment as to why you like the podcast, because iTunes is essentially the epicenter for all other podcasts. And when you give a 5-star review, it helps for the, you guys know about all this, right? It helps for all the widgets to then recommend our podcast to other potential agents. So please do that. I'd certainly appreciate it. All right. Enough begging and pleading. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.